And then they took me out on a stretcher. Everyone was cheering. I was like, bye, everybody.
I mean, I'm sure everyone in the dorm thought you were the coolest.
Oh, yeah, sick as fuck. Yeah. Like, so sick. But then you got to sit through the alcohol 101 training. Ugh. And you're with like two other whores. And we're all like, yeah, we regret what we did.
Party God.
You've been gaslighting me a lot.
Prove it.
Prove it. You're gaslighting me.
What are you talking?
Stop. You know it works on me. You know I have a fragile constitution.
I'm just trying to get through this recording.
Stop. Devin. I'm fragile.
Do the intro.
Hi, guys. I'm Elle Parker.
And I'm Devin Young.
And this is Party God. Woo! Today, we have such a special guest.
Maddie Smith.
She's a comedian. She's so funny. She had really cool stories. Like, I would love to party with her.
Yeah. She's had a career.
I know. Like, man. Involves a stretcher, her running. You'll hear about it. It's really sick.
Yeah, our blackout queen.
All right, Devin, how was your week?
Week was good. We had Tim Heidecker's 50th birthday party.
Yeah,
we had
the sick.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big day. Big week for us.
Yeah, big week for us being out and about.
Yeah, we're real party gods this weekend. It was really fun.
Yeah, Tim's party was really cute. It was really special.
Yeah, there was a lot of performances, a lot of magic.
Uh-huh.
It was cool. I had a good time. Danced, cut a rug, got good food.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had 4 slices of pizza. I felt sick.
I know. I don't know why you.
Which is really hard. I've been doing snake meal where you just eat one big meal in the day.
Yeah. I hadn't heard of snake meal until you.
You starve yourself and then you eat 4 slices of pizza at once and then you feel sick. And then that's I'm body hacking.
That's body hacking too?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure that you know what that word means.
I'm body hacking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do get frustrated when I like eat a big meal because I do feel like a snake that has eaten a goat.
The goat
protrudes. Yeah.
I bloat bad and it's like awful. Like some people can just like eat and they're like, I feel good. And I'm like, I feel like sick.
Yeah. It's fine. In general, I'd be happy to take on an extra 20 pounds. I just would like it to maybe not be concentrated in one place because it's not great for outfits.
Yeah, totally. And then you just feel ill. And then it's like, oh, cool. Like,
I'm not eating to the point of illness at parties like you are. I don't know what's going on with you.
Well, if it's free, you know, you'll take advantage.
Yeah, I'm a take a plate home kind of girl when I'm on my A game. I actually was thinking recently that I want to start carrying Tupperware in my purse.
Yeah.
Because I have a smaller stomach than the average adult. So when I go to like a potluck, like Super Bowl party, I ate like a bowl of chili and then I'm full and I can't enjoy the plate of desserts. But I really want those desserts.
Yeah.
So I took home a plate of dessert. It was like donuts, fudge, brownies. Yeah. And as I was leaving, the girlfriend of the host eyed my plate like she was a little bit, I could tell, it was just like a little bit of disdain. And I wanted to say
to her. Did you bring anything?
I did, yeah. Oh, of course. I contributed. I brought a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Okay, yeah, then that's fine.
And I left it there. I didn't even.
Oh, yeah.
But So, yes, what I wanted to say to her was, first of all, I brought something. You didn't see me carry it in, but I did contribute something.
Yeah.
And secondly, I haven't gotten to enjoy any dessert. So this amount of, like, this plate of dessert is the amount, like, most grown men would have consumed at the party.
Exactly.
The only thing that I'm doing that feels crazy to you is I'm taking it home.
Yeah, so it would only be insane if you didn't bring anything. But if you brought a full bottle of Jack Daniels, take a dessert to go. That's
it would be insane for me to leave those desserts on the table. Exactly. That's what would be insane.
I had a friend who was complaining that like a guy who didn't bring anything brought home like a lot of stuff.
Oh, that's...
Which that's crazy.
Yeah,
but if you're bringing something, you take like a little dessert, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Party got tip.
Yeah, don't side eye. So don't side eye me as I exit.
Also, Bad Bunny's performance, hot.
Yeah.
Hot, dude.
He doesn't necessarily do anything for me looks-wise. I think he looks like a little cartoon,
really?
But I do like the sachet. I like how many different things he was doing. I could not take my eyes off of him.
I think he's so hot. I was like, whoa. The way he would make eye contact with the camera, I was like, oh my God, I was like nervous.
What
so
he was dancing
hot
on that truck?
Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was Georgia as hell.
Okay, well, what's your window?
Oh, you don't want to talk more about Tim's party? Because I feel like something happened to you that you don't
want
to talk about.
That's my wall.
Oh, yeah.
That's literally my wall.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
My wall is that I got emasculated. My divine masculine.
You can't be emasculated.
Yes, I can. My divine masculine is over. I'm back on feminine. I'm going to be feminine again. And David Wayne emasculated
me. You're acting like this is a stance that you're taking as like a powerful stance. You got emasculated. You learned your lesson.
No.
Well, now you realize like you shouldn't be doing this weird mask thing.
Well, I was having fun. My new party trick was arm wrestling men. And
they've been knowing. Elle's been arm wrestling men that she's attracted to. We've been talking about it in the pod.
It's fun.
It's usually
normally because they'll like lightly like you know like oh almost let me win and then win. David Wayne went full like. Bah! And like it hurt my arm got like twisted out of place and he was like oh I won and then immediately he was like oh did I hurt you it's like yeah
well you know what happened because David Wade is a friend and you arm wrestled a friend a man who is treating you as a friend is gonna actually be competitive because he wasn't trying to flirt with you
exactly
all these other men are like oh yeah wow you're so strong you can almost beat me
David Wayne was like
yeah David Wayne's like
he's like, really? All right, bro. I'm like, ow.
He treated you like, yeah.
Like, I know.
He
like treated me like a guy. I'm like, yeah. I'm still fragile.
It was my window for the week. It was a real highlight watching you get owned.
No, that's nasty of you. You watch your dear friend get a broken arm.
Because you have such like hubris, like you're walking around strutting at the party, the very end of the night, like we've done everything that we've needed to do. We've danced, we've like saw the magic, we've seen the performances. Really, really incredible fun night. But it's not enough for Elle. She's also got to challenge a friend of ours to an arm wrestling match for some reason.
You have to win.
Yeah,
I got to win the arm wrestle. I got to show my strength, which I don't have.
Well, I think it's good that you...
So masculine's over.
That you learned your place.
Fun's over. My place.
Yeah.
Party's over, guys. No more arm wrestling for me. I got hurt. I'm like an athlete. I'm like a star athlete with an injury.
You're a star athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, that's over. Okay. Cut to me next week. Yeah.
You're a star athlete. Do you know who is playing in the Super Bowl?
No. I don't need to know that.
Okay, well, sometimes athletes know about what other athletes are up to.
Hey, that's none of my business. That's none of my business. But yeah, well, I guess I like when we share a window in a while. I think it's sweet.
Yeah, we do it every week. Why are you saying this? Wait, I'm just making sure I didn't miss anything.
All right, what's your wall?
My wall is since I moved into a new neighborhood, I tried to check out like what grocery store is going to be my new neighborhood grocery store, and I checked out the Trader Joe's, and I remembered why I hate Trader Joe's.
Why I love Trader Joe's
so much.
Why?
It's just all like packaged foods. It's dude. Like it's food. All processed. It's hard to get like nary a vegetable.
Nary. Well, they're all like
nothing's
limp.
Organic. I sound like such an LA girl. Like
nothing's organic.
There's no smoothie. There's no $20 smoothies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing with blood or collagen in it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Where's the sea moss?
Where's the blood? Show me the blood.
Where's the canned placenta? Can.
You guys have y'all got any placenta?
Did you know my family, my dad ate the placenta of my sister? My dad ate my sister's placenta. And that's fine. That's cool. They were living on a commune. So, like, of course, like, you know, it's like a hippie thing to do. You eat the placenta after it comes out. They, like, fried it and ate it with ketchup. The problem is that when I found this out, I was in, like, college. And I was like, oh, that's funny. Like, my sister's placenta. And then I was like, wait, I never asked them what they did with mine. So I called my dad up from a dorm. And I was like, hey, dad, like, what did you guys do with mine? He's like, oh, I don't know. Oh, we must have lost it.
Thrown it away. We threw it away. They didn't eat yours?
No. And they lost it. I was a home birth. How do you lose it at home? It's not like the hospital
it's
where there's
the
a lot.
Couch.
There's a lot going on. Like probably the cat ate it. Like probably, you know, they left it out and like the
cat's like all jacked.
Cat swole. Swole.
You were a home birth.
I was a home birth. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I was born outside our trailer, underwater.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Water baby.
I was a water baby. Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah. I came out smiling, not crying. Oh, I know.
Scary.
I'm chill as hell. No, it's cool. What the hell?
Scary. The baby's supposed to cry. No. You're smiling?
Yeah, I don't see what there is to cry about.
Oh, damn. I was crying. I was a month early. I almost died.
Whoa, you were doing it wrong. I was a month late. I took my time. I glided out.
Glided? No, there was
and then
like...
And they lost the placenta.
It was like a crime scene for mine. My mom was bleeding. They lost it. I don't know how about mine. No one ate mine. I think mine just got thrown out too.
Well, if you do at the hospital, they usually incinerate them.
Oh, we got to find our placentas.
We got
all right, anyone? If anyone's seen our placentas,
pause
tap
the
in.
Episode. We got to go find these placentas. We'll be right back.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I know. Why were we talking about this?
I don't know. My wall. Oh, no, wait, my window.
That wasn't even
my
where window. I was going.
What?
Oh, the reason I was talking about Trader Joe's, which made me get to the placenta. Uh-huh. That wasn't even. Okay, that. Yes, it was awful to be in the Trader Joe's. It reminded me why I don't shop there.
Yeah.
But as I was leaving, this is the wall. As I was leaving, they forgot to punch my thing. So the parking deck. Yeah. And I didn't want to pay the $16 or whatever it was. So I flagged down the guy and he sees me and he starts making a motion that's like my neck. He's putting his hand against his neck and he keeps hitting it. And he's like motioning to the
self-flagellation.
The thing that stops the car from going through. So in my mind, I'm like, is he telling me just to run this thing? What's the guardrail?
Yeah.
Is he telling me just to push through the rail? Because I'll drive through this thing if you're but I almost did it, but I was like, I should really try to figure out what this man is saying,
right?
And he like finally made his way over. He's like laughing and smiling and he's like, you're so beautiful, I'm worried that men are going to decapitate themselves on the
okay. Oh, that's why you do that gesture. The famous men are going to decapitate themselves gesture. Oh, yeah,
the famous, like, you're so hot, I'm trying to hit on you.
My head's falling off. Yeah. Pardon?
The problem is that I told you I already have a lot of decapitation in my life, and I feel like it's following me. Like, even when I go to the grocery store, men are like, hey, be careful. Other men are going to get decapitated around you, because I told you, like...
You're like, no, the prophecy, please.
Exactly. Yeah, because if you guys don't remember, we talked about it in the pod previously, like, my family, like, my mom just randomly knows a lot of people who have been decapitated on the farm. Yeah. We have a lot of tractor related deaths, a lot of decapitation stuff going on in my life, and I do feel like it's it follows
Georgia.
Me. And so the fact that this man was like,
you can sense it. He's like, you got a real decapitation vibe, like, with you.
Your decapitation aura. It's so sexy.
No.
you're a siren for
so
decapitation.
So I'm not going to Trader Joe's anymore. That's why.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I also like really, this is like a related wall. It's a wall on top of a wall. Yeah. I get really panicked when people gesture or when they try to get me to lip read something. Because automatically I assume that I'm not going to understand it. And then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, obviously.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I don't know. And they like want me to like, it's always like in some sort of high stakes, like high pressure situation or moment. Yeah. They want me to like grab something off a shelf and they're just like, just, and they're like gesturing.
I'm scared.
I'm so scared. I'm so scared I'm going to do the wrong thing. And now I can't possibly do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't like that he was gesturing.
You're like, dude, I'm just looking for my placenta right now. Keep chill. Also, what is he talking about saying men are going to decapitate themselves?
Yeah. There's another rail right next to, you know, the car, multiple cars going to exit the rails. I'm calling them the wrong thing. You know, the thing that goes up and down.
Yeah.
So he was like, they're going to not look at their thing and they're going to get decapitated driving out because they're looking at you.
Buddy, there's glass. There's glass in the windshield. That guy's nuts.
He didn't think through the physics of
it. So when's the date?
When you hit on a woman, you...
When's the date with you two? When's the wedding?
Yeah, so I did find him really charming. I did like that he fully just like was stopping traffic to like...
To hit on you? No,
yeah.
That is sick.
Yeah. That is sick. Yeah. He's like... And I like, had Beckett, I showed him, I was like, because I didn't think he was going to believe me that I shopped at the Trader Joe's and I deserve free parking. So I was like, there's groceries in the back. He's like, I don't care, a beautiful woman like you.
That's like, awesome.
This
guy's cool.
He looked a little bit like Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I like this guy.
I should go back.
Go with him. That's your man.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. They always say like, you know, it's the guys that you're not expecting. Like you just like realize like, oh, it was the parking attendant all along. Yeah. You're right. I'll go back.
Yeah. All right.
Nice. Wait, should I go back? Should I do like a gag? Like, should I like pretend?
Have your head off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like bring a decapitated head.
Yeah. A man's head.
You're like, you're right.
Oh no, it happened.
You were right.
You're right.
Oh my God. He'll be like, oh, God,
it happened
you.
Again.
Sorry. You like leave it under the car. Like, oh, whoops. That's it.
My grandmother, when we used to ride around as kids, would always have a foot, like a human foot, sticking out from under her seat.
A real car.
It looked real, and she wanted us to think it was real. It was like a classic, like grandma bit.
All your stories involve like horror.
And she was like very much a drunk, so she was like an alcoholic until the day that she died. So like definitely like driving us around drunk and like cackling about this, like, oh, like that's your grandpa, like, because our grandpa passed away like a long time ago. She'd always be like, oh, that's your dead grandpa.
Man,
is that funny or what? That's comedy.
Hey. All right, so my window.
What you got?
My window is that your period synced to mine. I'm the alpha. I don't make the rules. Our bodies are telling us a story, and the story is that I'm the alpha.
I hate to admit, but that is...
That's how it works.
That is the law of nature.
Yeah. So yeah. It's like, you know, I just feel like I got a lot on my shoulders, you know, carrying this around for us. Like, I like, you know, yeah. I got to look out for us and the team.
It's funny. We were texting each other and I texted, oh, God damn it. That means you're the alpha. Right as you texted, I'm the alpha in all caps. And we're like,
it's like, see, I could read your mind as the alpha. I knew what you were going to say.
I'm doing this a lot today. Is it cool?
Is that Illuminati kind of vibe?
Yeah. Easter egg.
We're not. Yeah.
Doing some cool things with the mic anybody watching the YouTube.
That's sick. Well, as the alpha, I think maybe we shouldn't do hand signals.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I think. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your obedience.
I'll reel it in.
I mean, that does feel awesome. I mean, it's just crazy, like, as women, that our periods do sync up when we're together.
Yeah.
Your body was like, I got to be on her schedule. And I'm like, whoa.
It's fun. I just don't know that necessarily you're one of the two of us that should be trusted with the alpha responsibilities.
Well, the bodies have spoken. You know, I think it's out of our hands.
You literally don't keep a calendar.
See, that's why. It's because I'm just so focused on other important things. Like, the schedule. The lion doesn't concern herself with the schedule. You know, I'm thinking about, like, okay, like, I got to provide for us. And,
Yesterday, I was masculine. Yesterday, I was sort of chastising you about not having a calendar and how, like, just, like, irresponsible that is. And I'm like, you're going to start missing meetings. Like, our schedule's picking up so fast lately with Party God stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I bet you don't even have, like, the 2:00 meeting tomorrow on your calendar. And you're like, you're right. And you, like, felt really bad. And then I was looking at my calendar and I realized I didn't have it on my calendar. So I was chastising you, but I, like, wasn't going to let you know. I was, like, fully, like, yeah, you don't even have all our meetings on the calendar.
You said, I'm not even going to check. I'm not even going to tell you what time it is because I want you to check. And then, yeah, oh, ooh, you should never have told me that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you live this down.
Yeah.
Well, it's all up here. It's all up here. You know, I don't need a calendar. It's all swimming in my mind.
Hmm. Swimming?
Mm-hmm. Swimming.
Okay.
I want to go swimming.
You want to go swimming?
Yeah.
It's very cold out.
Well, it's been hot. I feel like we're going to have another
literally turn. Like 60 degrees. It's very cold.
You know what? All right, guys. Time to enjoy our episode with...
You did your window and your wall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
We got
yours
it.
Yours were so succinct. Mm-hmm. Mine kept going.
Mm-hmm. I got it locked in. It's because I'm the alpha. You know, I'm trying to save time. I'm trying to... Because I got work. I got work to do. I got stuff I need to take care of.
Uh-huh.
As the alpha.
Yeah, brevity is the soul of the alpha.
Yeah, exactly. See? Whose alarm is that?
I don't know.
All right, guys. Now please enjoy our episode with Maddie Smith.
Woo! Thank you to our sponsor, the dating app Field. That's Field, F-E-E-L-D. Free from ads, completely independent. This is the place that draws curious, playful, and open-minded people, the ones you've been looking for.
There are 20-plus sexuality and gender identities listed on Field. So, you know, if you're thinking, like, maybe I want to kiss a girl, maybe I want to kiss a guy, like...
I want a girl who's in her divine masculine.
Damn. There's also no fast swipe culture, so, you know, sometimes attraction takes time, and you can figure it out. So you can skip profiles, go back. Maybe you're like, actually, I want to give them a chance.
Yeah. Do you ever do that? Sometimes I do go back, and it feels like a record scratch. You're like, hold up, wait.
Yeah, all the time. I'm like, maybe? Yeah, and on Field, there's room for friends. So connection comes in many forms, and Field is a space for all of it. You can find a friend, and maybe a sexy friend sometimes, too.
Ooh, a sexy friend.
Love a sexy friend.
Wow, this is my favorite kind.
Right, it's like, oh, I can be a friend and get a benefit? That sounds nice.
Deal of a lifetime.
I'm trying to get benefits of my friendships. Means maybe we'll kiss.
Hey.
Or we could just be friends, you know, whichever.
So download Field. That's F-E-E-L-D, Field, on the App Store or Google Play.
I like your shirt.
Oh, thanks. Well, he got canceled, so.
He got canceled.
I feel a little edgy wearing it. He went down during Me Too because he's a pervert.
I missed that one.
Non-consensual, you know, but I wear him proud.
See?
I'm an ally.
What happened to when men were men, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where do you think he's hanging out now? I feel like all the canceled men are hanging out in London.
Yeah, maybe Ireland.
Yeah.
Probably somewhere with Chris D'Elia.
For sure. He did rehab for sure.
Doing crowd work.
Crowd work. She literally does look so uncomfortable in this.
No, she's like, stop. We're all like, ha ha ha.
Actually pushing him away. Yeah.
She's like, cool. Stop. He's like, no, I love you. Actually, he's really cute.
He's just a real yearner, you know?
Yeah, I know. People don't like romance anymore.
Are we rolling?
It's ridiculous.
Oh, yo. Yeah. Oh my God. Hi, Maddie.
What's up? What's up?
Welcome to the pod.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Pumped to be here.
Oh my God. I'm so happy to have you. Well, we start our podcast by giving our guests a Party God score. It's a predictive score. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to hear your stories and like reevaluate at the end. So I'm thinking 7 because you're coming in great vibes and super fun. And I'm excited to, you know, hear more.
I like that.
I'm also going to go high. I'm going to go one note higher. I'm going to go an 8 just because I want to curry favor. But I'm thinking funny girl. I want to hear about these Buffalo winter parties. I think you got some stuff.
I like that. I think it's in between 7 and 8.
Oh, okay.
So we'll split the difference.
Oh, that's pretty humble. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God, cool. Maybe more of a party god back in the day. I think I've gotten boring over the years. But
well, that's what a cool person would say, though. So I doubt you're boring.
Yeah, exactly.
So 10 out of 10. Hello.
Whoa. So, yeah, what's your vibe at a party? What are your
vibes are talking to everyone. I get pissed when someone's like trying to like pull me away from something. Cause like I'm there to like talk to everyone.
Yeah.
Like, come over here. Shut up.
Oh, don't monopolize me.
No.
Yeah.
I'm doing my thing.
Away from me. There have been times where I've literally turned to someone and said, "Get the fuck away from me."
Whoa.
I'm in my element. You know what I mean? Like pulling me in different directions. Cause I like love talking to everyone.
Yeah.
I like little secret rooms where other things are going on. Like little tiny, not like, you know what I mean? That sounded weird.
Yeah,
that
sounded
like
small
like going over here, and you're like, "Oh, this
I love to
here.
Have a freak off personally." Yeah.
Yes. I want you to like go in different like places. This is happening over here, and then you go over here. This is happening. Mm-hmm. I like to move around. I like to go home, and then I like to regroup with my friends. Everything that happened.
It sounds like you're good at setting boundaries.
Like, yes, I actually am.
Wow.
To the point where like maybe too much.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Tell us.
I think I'm like sometimes I'm too like annoyed. When like you know what I mean?
I mean, it did sound really aggressive. What you just said. Yeah.
Get the fuck away from me.
One time, someone was pulling me, and I was like on shrooms, and I literally had to be like, "You are ruining my vibe."
Yeah, I know.
But the good thing about parties is the next day people don't really remember it the same way you do. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Still fine.
That is a huge pet peeve of mine at parties as well. A friend that's like overly clingy, or they need you to follow them everywhere or like comfort them, or like,
hate.
I had a friend recently that asked me to help pull them out of a conversation. Like, hate. You're a full adult.
Hate.
You gotta say, you gotta go to the bathroom.
Yep.
Anything.
Agreed.
I use Devin all the time. I'll be like, I gotta go find Devin.
She needs me. Yep. Have to. Yeah.
Yep. Gotta. Or like, I always, when I have a boyfriend and you go, you ever go to a party with your boyfriend or significant other for the first time and you realize like he can't.
It's awful.
Oh no.
I'm like, hell. What have I done?
No, yeah. And you see your like, friends hanging out having a blast. Yes, and you're like, God, I wish I was over there.
Me in the ass. So like one thing I look for in like a boyfriend is like he can like go do his own thing.
Absolutely.
Socialize by himself. Absolutely. Come back.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, we love him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Biggest pet peeve with a man is like, he's like, oh, you know what I hate when like a man is like so like talky with you, and then you get around like your friends and he like doesn't speak.
Oh, I
bro,
know.
That was my ex.
What it
was
is that?
Hell, like literally, I'd be like, yapping with him, and then my friends come along, he'd be like,
"Yeah, I
on
don't
their phone,
pouting.
I don't
on their
believe
phone.
That your ex talks. Like, I have never seen
you
him
never
do
saw it.
It. Yeah,
exactly.
Get him in that closed space.
What is that? But then one on one, he's like, duh, 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 and then immediately, and then you can't even. The girls will leave, and you'll be like, "What was that? What?
What?
I had fun. I was just checking my phone."
It's giving 7-year-old. It's like, no, that's he talks it. All the time at home.
He's like holding mom's hand.
Yeah.
And you were so sad when we would go out, we would stay out, and you were like a puppy, like locked in like the like,
I was
cage.
In a goddamn crate of my
I
own
could,
making.
I could see I how much like, you wanted to like.
But then like when you meet them on the date, they're like the biggest yapper in the world.
What
and then
that?
Friends come to like.
So weird. But then me around a guy's friends, blah, 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 life of the party,
of
complimenting,
course.
Laughing at their jokes. I don't get it.
What is that?
Same with family, too. Me with a guy's family. I'm exchanging books with the mom, talking to the sisters, and then guys with my family. I look over, he's like tweeting. What are you doing?
Get off your phone.
Ridiculous.
Let's go check my sports. Stupid.
I had a guy tell me once, he's like, I'm a guy, and it's football season. I'm going to check my phone.
Okay, toddler. Like,
toddler.
Can you not?
Yep, I know.
For a second,
I know.
I'm not checking the Bachelor stats.
Exactly. We don't want to go home.
God, no. Literally, there's nothing worse than bringing a man to a party. I'm like, I could have been home.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Or here
what
alone.
Are we doing here?
Or here alone.
Yeah.
I'd have more fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst part about having a boyfriend is having to bring them. It literally, you feel like you're his mom, and you're like, go play alone.
Like the whole time, like I'm looking at like, I like, what's he doing?
And they're like, they're always just like standing there. And it's like, go talk to anyone.
Anyone.
I love when I date a guy and I bring him to a party or a friend group situation. And then he comes to me later. He's like, I made friends with your friend, blah, blah, blah. And it's somebody that I never talked to. Right. And then he's like, he was so cool. And it's like, really? I feel like he has rancid energy and he was lucky to be invited. But like, yeah, they always hit it off with this person. You're like, the random, I didn't even know that person was here at the party. Yeah.
Useless to me.
Yeah, literally.
Does not improve your social like, status with me. Oh, you hit it off with Robbie? Great.
Yeah.
You hate him.
Cool.
You're an idiot.
Cool.
An idiot.
The one person you hate. You're like, okay, the energy vampire. Thanks.
Yep. Thanks. Great. Yeah. Oh, you exchange numbers.
Awesome.
I'm going to hang out.
Great. Oh, cool. Oh, good. He's part of our friend group now.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Love that.
And they come to you like a bird with like a rat in its mouth and they're so proud. And like, really don't want this.
No, nope. I don't think I've ever had a good experience bringing a guy to a party. I don't think I've ever been like, wow, you know what? That was even better for me.
Right, right. Yeah.
Well, there's just no point. It's just like once you're in a relationship, there's no point in going to, you're bringing sand to the beach. Like,
yes.
Totally. And then you see like a bunch of fine men there and you're like,
great, cool.
Or when you meet his friends and they're all like,
oh my God,
so cool. And they're like charming you too. That's like funny. They want you to like them. And you're like,
fuck. Yeah, you're like, I got the loser of the friend group.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah. His friends are cute and like funny.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm dating the dud.
No.
I felt like I was in a goddamn nightmare. I was like, no.
That actually would be a good like thriller short movie.
Yeah.
Realizing.
It's called The Dud.
The Dud. Hilarious.
You flashback like everything that's ever been said on your day and you're like, wait, yeah.
He's like, yeah, my friend Tommy is like so funny.
He's so cool.
Tommy.
Like, oh, I can't meet him. And he is as cool. Oh, nightmare.
You gotta meet men in context. You can't, they,
Yeah. First date, you gotta be like, oh, your friends are out. Let's go say hey. And then you're like,
Group settings.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Group interviews.
So true.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people do like the one-on-one hanging for like 6 months.
No.
Now he's locked in. Now you're bringing him out.
Yeah. To a party. I mean, that happened to me with a friend even. Like we met over the pandemic and then I brought her to a party and then it was a classic clinger situation. And I was like, done.
Classic clinger.
It was a classic clinger.
Classic clinger. Ding, ding, ding. Been there too many times.
Yeah.
I've been there with like stand up people who have like opened for me and stuff like that. And then you kind of bring them into like a bigger setting.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh boy.
Oh,
you're fucking it up.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm busting my ass doing things the right way.
Yes.
And you're coming here and embarrassing me.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm busting my ass to not be embarrassed.
Yes. Seriously. So that's what I have is like a lot of like self-preservation and then like angry at people when they don't like get it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, why can't you see it? I'm like so critical of myself. That's why. And so when people make a social mistake, I'm like,
me too.
Stop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you not know?
How do you not know? I go like 0 to 60.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It feels kind of good though, too. Doesn't it feel good?
Because it's like, I know.
Yeah.
I know what to do.
Cut off.
Okay, we're done.
I'd be cut and people off. And then it feels good when like their texts come in and they're like, they don't know I cut them off. They're still texting me.
And you're like, you feel like the godfather.
Yeah. Yeah. Still trying, aren't you?
Trying to be my friend.
On my daughter's, the day of my daughter's wedding. You come here.
Mm-mm.
Hilarious.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. It's so funny though. Like think about how many times you're texting somebody that you're interested in romantically and they're already in that place with you. They're like laughing to themselves like, oh, that's so funny that she thinks we're still involved.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Been on the other side.
Yeah, I've also,
Like
a fucking idiot.
And then you send like one more just in case like something happened with their phone and it's not working. You're like, it's just,
just in case.
Just in case.
Hey, guys, he's like really busy.
He's busy and he's intimidated by me.
It's happened.
I want to let him know like, you know, it's fine. Open door.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You want to make him feel safe. Yes. It does happen like once every 5 years that a text will get lost in my, something will glitch. Yeah.
Right.
So you got to make sure it's not one of those times.
Yeah, you have to make sure.
Yeah, hey, just want to make sure you got my last 5 texts.
Yeah.
I know you're really busy.
Yeah.
I'll send him a photo of myself. Just, you know, I look so good.
The number of times I've like sent a photo to a guy and it never works. And it's like, there's nothing more embarrassing than being like,
no, I know.
Thinking about you.
I had this guy I was dating. He was like so toxic. I sent him a photo of a haircut. 3 days later, he just wrote stunning. I'm like, and then I was asking my friends, like, do you think he can? They're like, he definitely is. He thinks you're so pretty.
Oh no.
Idiot. I'm an idiot.
Those are bad.
I sent a haircut
friend
to my boyfriend and he said, looks good.
Oh my God.
I wanted to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
A stunning 3 days later is, it's very mixed signals.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. Tough one.
Because then you're like, well, maybe he was so stunned that he needed time to pull himself together.
He saw it and he's been jacking off for 3 days.
Exactly. Yeah.
His hands were busy.
He's like, I don't know what to say because I don't want to lose this. This queen.
My hands were full.
Yeah. The things we tell ourselves.
Mm. It's brutal.
I just stay gaslighting myself.
Yeah.
Like, no.
I did that literally at a party recently where a guy said he was going to text me who I was interested. We had like kicked it off, like hit it off all night. We're talking all night. He said he was going to text me and then he didn't. So I was like, I eventually a week later reached out and texted him because I was like, maybe something happened. You didn't save the number right. So I was like, hey, this is blah, 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 right? And that thing. No. So it's like, not only are you not responding, but now you're hiding from me. Like, what happened?
Yeah.
What happened, right?
What happened?
I hate when you ruminate. Like, ruminate.
I know.
That's like, that's like mental illness.
Oh.
Like, replaying stuff.
Girl, I have a crush right now, and I'm in hell.
Oh, yeah.
It's torment.
It's awful.
Me with a crush?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. It's like bleeding from the eyes.
Yeah.
Like, me with a crush is like a monster.
No, it's a problem.
I don't want to let out.
No. Nope.
Cage her up.
Problem. Yeah. I have like a, so they say, anxious attachment.
Me too.
Which I think is just being a woman.
Speak on that.
Right?
Yes. And men get to be like, oh, cool, and avoidant. It's like, I know. Oh, cool, you get to be the sexy one.
I know.
When I'm in hell.
Yeah, they're just like, it's like a lot.
Never in my life have I done that.
Never.
When I'm like, yeah, no, maybe like I can clear my whole schedule.
Yeah.
Could, like,
I'm available. I'm available. Let's go to Vegas. Yeah. I never understood the avoidant vibes.
No, I aspire like it's to like be an avoidant.
They like fear love.
So cool. Yeah.
Stay safe.
And I love them. Like anyone who's avoidant, I'm like, okay, so what do we
do? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love the hot and cold.
Like, but when a guy's anxious, I'm like, okay, ew, obsessed.
Ew, disgusting. Like, ew. You're disgusting.
Yeah.
Desperate.
Oh, nah. I'm like really busy. Right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Work's crazy.
You're pissing me off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God forbid. No, I like, if I could be avoidant one day, like, imagine. Like, how cool.
I hope that for you. My ex told me recently, because he was really anxiously attached during our relationship, and he was like, yeah, I don't think you realize this because I was so anxious during our relationship, but I'm usually very avoidant. And I was like, good thing I beat you to the punch. Like, because if I hadn't been avoidant from the beginning, like pulling away because he was, you know, pushing too hard, it's like, good thing.
Oh my God, how good did that feel to hear that?
Incredible. Oh.
Yeah, you flipped him.
Yeah.
Nice.
I didn't even know. But of course, then it made me think, well, if you were that way now, I'd want to be with you. But
right. Oh, right. We got to figure this out. We got to figure this out.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway.
How do we do it? Do we just be like, they ask us out. We're just like, no.
Yeah. I think you have to be, I don't know. My mom is like totally opposite of anxious or avoidant.
She's secure.
She's got a cool mom.
Yeah. She like, she breaks up with dudes when they're not enough. Doesn't care.
Because
I always feel bad for them, too. I feel bad.
Of course.
I'm the type of person to stay for like a year or two long.
Yeah, I'm like, well, his dad just died.
Yeah, he needs me.
He needs me.
Yeah.
And I don't want to feel how I would feel, like the sadness of breaking up with him. It's easier to stay. And that, but my mom is not, my mom will dump a dude. My mom dumped a guy who built a lake house for her. She didn't give a fuck. Yeah.
Your mom is so cool.
She's like a siren.
Need to keep with her.
Yeah, she does not give a shit about like men. She likes to suck them dry, and
suck them dry. Okay,
yeah, in a couple of ways.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to take notes. That
Why don't you think that you took that from her?
Yeah,
because I think a parent who has that way about romantic relationships isn't motherly. She doesn't have motherly instincts. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So the same way like guys annoy her, like her kids annoyed her growing up. Yeah.
Okay.
Like she's out on relationships and she was also out on being a mom, I think, like when me and my sister were like 6 and 4, 6 and 2.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're like, please.
Yes. Yep. Exactly.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
At the same time, you're like, oh, she's so cool though.
She's so sick.
I wish she liked me.
I know.
Please. It really is that. I'm going to build you a lake house if you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lake house.
Yeah, it's weird.
Dang. Man.
Well, hard pivot. Tell us about a time that you were a party god.
Oh, well, Many times. I don't drink anymore.
Okay.
Because I party godded too hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You party too close to the sun, yes, that'll happen.
Yep. Yes, I did. I was party a blackout Chris. Drunk until 2 years ago. Nice. And I used to black the fuck out. Like, brain would shut off at 9, and then I wake up at like 7.
Nine.
And I,
that's yep, early, though. I know. Though.
Yep. Or God. Like at the pregame.
Whoa.
Yeah. Shutting
you were
off.
Spending more time blacked out than not blacked out.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. What would you hear about yourself that you would do?
They, like every, like I was jumping on tables. That was yell. I would, depended on the blackout. There's one time a guy who was, you know, pulling away from me. I screamed at him.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Screamed at him, crying, awesome. Screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely kept him around.
Yeah. That usually works. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Totally.
They love, guys love like a lot of like tension, yes, and drama.
Yeah.
They want to be berated.
Yeah. Especially 3 weeks in. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. She's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of stuff.
If you could do it in front of their friends, even better.
Oh, yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Just totally humiliate them.
Yeah.
Mostly I was just fun, chatty, didn't want to stop, want to keep drinking, want to stay out all night, flirting.
Yeah. This is all great.
Flirty. Flirty.
Yeah.
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 Yelling. Pool. If there's like a game involved, like pool, like throwing pool sticks around.
Throwing them.
Yeah. Yeah. Screaming, running.
Yeah.
You're really active.
Sounds awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Very active.
Huh.
I love this.
Running. Yeah.
I'm actually like
movement.
Tornadoing around. Like, yeah. That's sick.
Yeah. Never got into coke. I'm already like very energetic. Like really alcohol really kept me going like all night. I was never someone who was like, I need a bump. Probably because I was blackout. So I didn't,
well,
you know what I mean? Like I wasn't ever, anything. I never learned how to drink and like be aware of being drunk. Hence why I never needed a bump because I was always gone, you know? But like in college, I would get so fucked up that I would be like throwing up in a toilet with another guy next to me, stuff like that. Popping blood vessels in my eyes from throwing up.
Tag teaming.
Again,
that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a really active drunk. We are not that athletic. We're
I know. I'm just like black out and then I'll just like sit down and be like,
yeah, really?
Yeah.
Or I would run and dance. I like dancing.
Dancing.
Running,
dancing,
screaming. Oh, that's fire.
Oh.
Fire.
That is true. I'm suddenly an incredible dancer. This is not unique in any way, but I'm like, I have moves. Like, yeah, and then you like see a video of yourself, you're like,
falling around.
I'm just kidding. No.
I'm a fool. Yeah. I'm a whole fool.
Oh, like, you think you're being sexy and you're like,
yeah. No, I know. Nothing's videos good. Of yourself when you're blackout, the weirdest thing ever.
Oh, awful. Because it's like, I wasn't there.
No.
Yeah.
Text, it's waking like, up, was waking I up to text that you sent someone.
I thought we were dancing together. Like, no. Yeah.
You know when you wake up from a blackout and all your texts are just like gibberish and you're like, I was fully like, like what was I trying to say?
Like,
come over. Back to you.
I'm like, come over. So the best is when you have like a bunch of photos because then you're like, oh, got it.
That's what I
kind of the worst is when you wake up, blackout, alone, no evidence on the phone.
Yeah.
Maybe one text that's like, are you alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you have to like start figuring out like what the fuck happened.
You always have a lot of where are you texts.
Yeah.
Yeah. WYA.
Yeah.
Like you're asking all your friends. Mm-hmm. They're asking
you. They're wondering where you are because you're just somewhere else.
I've had it both ways where it's like 4 a.m. and I need to know where everyone I've ever met is. Because like just in case they're up.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm the same. Yeah. Once I get home, I'm like, I want to FaceTime people. Texting.
Yeah.
If I have friends who live in like, I'm on the East Coast. So if they live on the West Coast, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
They're still up, motherfucker. Talking all night.
There was this one time. It was my birthday party and it was, my friends and I all got blackout. We took like 7 shots in a row. And then we all wake up like 5 hours later. We have 5 hours of missing time for all of us. We all black out and it's night.
Yes.
And then we find out years later that my friend's sister saw us all like drunk and she put an Adderall in all of our mouths.
Oh my God.
And so that's probably
why. She woke
up
in the blackout.
Yeah. So that's probably why we all blacked out so hard.
Yes.
Is she thought she was saving us. To this day, we don't know if she saved us or made it worse. It's anyone's guess.
How did she save you?
Because it's like a little bump. Saved us.
I don't know. That's she basically gave you meth after you've been drinking all night. That's crazy.
I woke up with both my legs covered in bruises.
Oh my God, that's the worst.
I think I was falling.
The things you can get away with in college that you can do to your body are literally just snorting Adderall 24. All night. Like
I was like 24 when this.
I mean, 24. That's close to college. That's close enough to college.
It's close enough. Like pre 25.
Yeah,
was like college.
You're getting out of the haze. Yeah. I think that's all reasonable and a good time to be doing this sort of shit. But it's just like, wow, my body can take a lot.
She saved us.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Thank you.
Waking up from a blackout next to a guy.
Oh, been there. And you're like, who's that?
Who are you?
What's your name?
He's like, last night was fun.
He's like, God, I feel so lucky to be here with you. You're like, who are you? He's like, God, that was the best night of my life.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. There was one night I woke up in like a frat house in college next to a guy.
A jackpot.
Yeah, he's starting like trying to have sex in the morning, and I'm like, I'm going to throw up. Oof. And I'm like, I'm going to throw up. Bathrooms, some dude's in the bathroom, and he only had a sombrero.
Oh.
So I threw up in the sombrero. And I guess, and now the whole frat was pissed. You threw up in our sombrero.
Our sombrero.
White guys.
Our special sombrero.
White guys. Of course. So you deserved it.
Not our special sombrero.
No, freaks.
Yeah, I don't actually think I've ever woken up next to anybody and not known who they were, but I've definitely done the thing where I'm like, I get out of there and it's like, oh, thank God I got out of there just in time, because now I do need to vomit like jalapeno poppers. Like,
Yeah. Like my body count is like a high, but if you disregard the blackout one night stands, it's like
same.
Four.
That's
yeah.
Same
no,
same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like ones that actually matter.
Yeah.
Count of my hand.
Yeah. The ones who came back, four.
The ones who stayed. Yeah.
One night stand blackouts, like 50 plus.
God, I have a list on my phone.
Yeah, me too.
What's the grossest place you guys have ever hooked up with somebody?
Like your typical bathroom.
That's your typical bathroom.
I hooked up with a guy in a parking lot once.
Okay, that's a good one.
It was like it was in Portugal. That was the hottest line I've ever heard. It was on my 23rd birthday. And we kissed under a tree. And he said, tomorrow there will be fruit growing on this tree.
You love to tell this story.
It's the hottest line I've ever heard.
It's
come
not
on.
That hot.
Fruit? Come on. Let me have this.
He's planting a seed, you know?
And he did.
No, feminine. Don't encourage her, Maddie.
That's right.
Get out of here. I hooked up with a guy that I was seeing in college in the bushes on campus, like on our college campus.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. What about you, Maddie?
I don't know. I hooked up with a guy at a drive-in movie.
Oh,
at a drive-in movie?
Yeah.
Wow, that's what you're supposed to do. That's normal.
Cute, right?
Yeah. That's hot.
I'm trying to think of like gross, like bonfire party.
Okay. Oh yeah, I've hooked up with the guy in the back of a truck, his pickup truck at a bonfire party.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that was similar vibes. Oh,
God, yeah. I gotta do that.
Pizzeria I worked at.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Yep. Crusty, dusty.
There was a while where I was hooking up with guys and then they would die. Like they would die in like freak accidents.
They died?
It made me think of that because this guy passed away like 6 months later.
Really?
Yeah, in a motorcycle accident. Oh yeah, just like random stuff.
You killed him.
Yeah, I was like, what's going on?
So good, she killed him.
Yeah.
Got him. Murray killed his ass.
At least now they could say they lived a good life, you know?
Oh, true.
Mm-hmm.
He died doing what he loved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I hooked up with a guy at a park once, like on the park bench.
Okay.
And then like the next day I had like a big bruise.
On the
bench?
How do you do it? Hit it on a bench?
I was like... Like on, it was like a bench with a table, and I was kind of like this.
Oh wow!
And then
yep.
Mm-hmm. Cars kept driving by, and we're like, oh.
Mine are just like gross New York City hovels that the guys live in.
Oh yeah,
so roommate sitches.
Totally.
Yeah.
Addicts
like walking by like their roommates, like feeling like a whore.
Oh, it's so awful when they have roommates because they're like, I gotta go pee after.
Yeah, I know, peeing after in front of the. Disgusting.
And I was just like gaming in the living room. You're like, hey. Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Chris. Hey.
So humiliating.
It's awful.
Yep. And they don't like live well. So you have to walk out like bare feet over
crumbs.
Yeah.
Crumbs, pizza boxes.
Yeah.
Crap.
There's like 3 men's urine in the in the toilet. Like they've all collectively decided they're not going to flush.
Witch's brew.
It's become fully orange. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no soap. There's no soap.
No, obviously. No soap. What? Soap? What?
The most hard towel you've ever seen.
A hard towel.
A hard towel.
This guy hooked up with his roommate had an anger issue, so there's holes in the wall.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bathroom door had a hole in it.
You know, just like, I gotta go be alone in the bathroom. Have you guys ever done that? I feel like it's probably gotta feel so good to...
Oh, punch a hole in the wall?
Yeah.
No.
Hey.
Guys are like, I never understood...
Yeah,
but stupid. Men have more anger that we don't really.
Yeah,
we don't
really.
I'd be upset that I hurt my hand.
No, it would make me angrier. Studies have shown that because people for a long time were saying like, oh, if you punch a bag or something, it'll like help you release your anger. Mm-hmm. But psychological studies show that if you punch something or like do anything, it actually makes you angrier. Like it builds up your aggression.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Fellas.
So
interesting.
Careful.
Yeah, I guess you can see that in like fights where they can't stop.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Have you guys ever gotten to a fight at a party?
No.
me either. I want to.
No, I know. That's never. Fun. Never.
Mm-hmm. Least, I wish.
Yeah. I never was an angry.
I've been sassy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made a girl apologize to my boyfriend once.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of blackouts were me kind of like smoothing out outstanding beef.
Oh,
so people, oh, you were healing.
If people could catch me in a blackout, it'd be like a lot of like flashes of me being like, no, you're totally like, don't even worry about it. That's actually one of the reasons I had to stop drinking, because I was like letting things go. Oh, no. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People would catch me or
oh, she's in a blackout. Yeah, go talk to her.
Exactly. I'm like, you honestly, like, you're so cool. That stupid shit.
I don't care that you stole my boyfriend.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's all love.
Oh, girl, I'm here for you. We're cool. Spilling secrets that I shouldn't.
Oh my God. The number of times I've spilled my own business in a blackout, it's horrifying.
It's horrifying.
I'll like start the night like, don't talk about this. And I'll be like, so you gotta know this. Blah, blah, blah.
It's a truth serum. I feel the need to tell you everything embarrassing about myself. Mm-hmm. It also, I feel like, is a social anxiety thing where like to fill the silence, I will just start volunteering stuff about myself.
Yep.
Didn't need to say that.
Yep.
No. How about I just shut my mouth?
Exactly.
How about that?
I can.
How about I tell other people's secrets? Like, why am I being so revealing of myself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally. Or I'll be like, you know, like, keep me away from this guy. Like, he has a crush on me. I'm not into him. And then cut to me, like, with my arm around him.
Yeah. Finger in his ass.
I know.
No, literally.
Or I shit talk too loudly.
Oh.
Like, so I'll be, like, approaching a blackout. And people at the party I'll be talking about. And the person I'm talking to has to be like, shut the fuck up. Because they're right behind you.
No.
You know?
Like, no, I mean it.
I'm like, the nerve of them to come here and go blah, blah, blah.
They're like, hey. They're like, you're talking to me.
Fuck you. It feels so good, though. I had like a couple, like past 2 years, I've done like weddings. I went to Dublin, had a couple guineas, and still feels as good as it did before.
Yeah.
So you're not sober then?
I'm like, I have no use for the drink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if I'm like at a wedding or like New Year's, I'm going to have champagne.
Yeah.
Like places where people have the glass of blah, 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 I will.
Yeah, sure. Totally.
But it's like, even in Dublin, I had like 3 Guinness and I was like starting to spill stuff and like over talking, over emoting.
You're like, I'm back.
Yeah. Feels great.
That's impressive. Yeah. Most people that get into that zone of like blacking out that much can't figure out a way to,
Do it casually.
Yeah. It was very like, it was like hard, to be honest. It was too much mental gymnastics.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was like not fun. To do. Like, so
I want to heal some relationships right now.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like it's time to
heal. I'm mostly sober. My relationships have never been worse.
Like, exactly.
I can all really use some healing touch.
Yeah. I need a blackout. Literally,
now, everyone come talk. Come to the throne.
Please.
Yeah, I'm too nice. People are like, I know how I feel about people when I'm sober.
Mm-hmm.
Couple drinks. Everyone come on over.
I know. Oh
my God. Yeah. Same. That's how I feel. I'm like, I'll hook up with anyone if I'm in a blackout. I'm like,
yeah.
Hey, who wants it?
Fuck.
Throw it around.
Yep.
So for me, I'm like,
No one.
What's your party trick?
Party trick.
Yeah.
Being funny. Being funny. That's really it. It was like people will. That's why I didn't stop drinking for so long, because when I was in a blackout, I wasn't like, ugh. I was just funny all night.
Yeah.
So my friends would be like, you don't have a problem. You were so funny. Oh. You're so funny. You're so funny.
You get that positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like from college till a couple years ago. So I would say like entertaining. That's a bad party trick.
No. That's good.
It's karaoke.
Ask you, what's your song?
I like to do... Hopelessly Devoted to You from Greece.
So good.
I like to show off the pipes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like to, especially with a group of guys and they don't know. And then they go, I did.
There's
you can actually sing.
That's a drug.
Yeah, it is.
It's like,
They suddenly see you as fuckable also. They're like, wait, she's a girl.
I know.
No, literally. Yeah,
literally.
Like, oh, I'm a showman. Like, I do it to show off. I'll be like, should I do a funny one or should I show off?
Oh, I know. I never know if I should do like Love Shack or Shallow. I never know.
It's like, should I be funny or should I like really like blow the fucking house down?
Which I always go. I always do the latter.
Me too.
Because funny, I'm like, okay, well, that was a waste of a song.
Oh, Same.
I hate myself.
Like, yeah. I need the applause. Yes, I need the KJ to be like, whoa, give it up.
Fire. Yep. I need like eyes to be huge. God. Yeah.
I would die. I've never had that reaction a single time in my life.
You have. Feels good.
No, not for doing something sincerely. For a joke song, sure. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Like, wow, she really went for it with those. Yeah.
Like, what's your joke song?
I do the Bad Touch, the You and Me Baby Ain't Nothing But Me. Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
We're working on I Put a Spell on You.
Fire.
You and I by Lady Gaga. Fire. Oh,
that's such a good one. That's such a good one.
And when the room is like.
Yeah.
And when I go like, poor California guy, they're like, oh my God, changed it.
Yep. Yeah, so good. Mm-hmm. I like the beginning too when they know the song's coming.
And they're like, is she going to do it?
Yeah.
And then I
grab the mic and been a long time. It's slow too. Oh, great build. Love, love.
I sang it. The song ended right at midnight on New Year's once.
Oh.
And I felt like a goddamn god.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Any Lady Gaga ballad.
Ballad. Gotta be doing ballads. People are like trying to do like amp up the crowd. I'm like, no, I want tears.
Yeah. Yep. Me too.
You guys are the worst. You want a song that everyone can sing along to. No one cares about you showing off. Like, you want the thing that everyone wants to sing to.
I want people to be like,
I want jaws drop. I want awestruck.
Jaws on the floor. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm
be like, what? She
got Wow.
Yeah.
Literally.
Clamoring.
Literally not
the point. More. Oh my God, an encore? Okay.
Yes. Okay. Run it back.
Run it back.
Have you guys ever done it where someone plays a song and you say run it back and then you show them how it's done?
Like do the same song again. Mm-hmm. I never did that.
I did that to my friend once. He did Joanna from Sweeney Todd and I said play it again.
Hilarious.
I've done that accidentally a couple times where the KJ was like, someone just did that. Are you sure? And I'm like,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Positive.
I can only sing four songs. So it's gotta be. Yeah.
We're working on, we did How You Remind Me by Nickelback recently.
Fire.
Hilarious. But we're working on we really want to nail Brass Monkey and like do like the back and forth really well and Fat Lip. We really want to like
all good so ones.
We got some of the
okay.
We keep we set aside workshop hours for like working on the pod and we're also we need to set aside some karaoke time to practice
our
songs.
Yeah, we should pick a three. We should together.
Absolutely.
I think three of us.
Absolutely.
That would be
a good
powerful.
a three song.
Honestly, Brass Monkey could be three, because I think there are three of them, actually, so you might have
When
you're
there's
back
three
in New York, we'll
Beastie
do it like
Boys.
Over Zoom.
Yeah, Zoom. We'll practice. We'll workshop it. Faux show.
We
Fat
also
Lips Fire, too.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Like, guys, we meet Maddie once a week on Zoom to practice our karaoke. Yeah. It's really important to us.
You know, it's sort of a flow
it's kind
state.
Of a choir situation. Yeah.
Alto.
We're Brass
Alto.
We just practice the same song every week.
Yeah.
We're getting really, it's fire. Yeah.
But imagine though, when we go to karaoke and we like nail the back and forth, people are like, because everyone, when they do it at the same time.
Yeah. No, you got to, get a little artistry into it.
I just got chills. I'm not even kidding.
Goosebumps.
they wouldn't see it coming. They'd be they're going to like think it's, they're doing Brass Monkey. Mm-hmm. What a joke. Mm-hmm. This isn't a joke.
It's not a joke.
Another trio doing Brass Monkey. Like, cool.
Got the third Brass Monkey this week.
Another group of girls doing the Beastie Boys.
Yeah. Hacks.
Literally.
Hacks.
No, but I think it could really sing and people will be like, oh my God.
Yeah. Run it back.
Really good. Yeah. All right. I'm into this.
Nice.
What do you think is the biggest party foul?
Party foul. Okay. I got actually pissed off recently. So don't drink anymore, but I do shrooms. Shrooms are similar.
You can socialize on them. I can't really talk.
Everything is beautiful.
Yeah, everything. And I'm if I can get in with a girly when we're in a flow state, I'll stay up all night.
That sounds nice. Yeah.
Talk.
Yeah.
So I was at a comedy festival and I was with my gal pal Annie Letterman and shrooming. It's like 5 a.m. Her and I.
Yeah.
Laughing so much.
You're probably actually just saying those words. Like you think that you're talking in your head.
She's like,
Yeah.
Yes.
And I have a problem with, it was like 5 a.m., which at 5 a.m. there's no rules. There's no rules anymore.
Totally.
You know, early party. Hey, how are you? Mind your P's and Q's. You talk to everyone. You include people. Mm-hmm. Post 3 a.m., I don't care. So me and Annie were, and then we're in a group with like a few other people. And every time Annie and I started talking to each other, the guys would look at us and say, here we go again. Can't get a word out. These two just talk to each other.
Okay, haters.
Sorry you can't interact without us entertaining you. So we had to pull away and entertain. And I wanted to be like, it's 5 a.m. There's no fucking rules.
Literally, entertain yourselves. Speak amongst yourselves.
Yeah. And start ticket with yourselves.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's really easy. We're just saying the same thing over and over.
And I feel like men get mad when women talk.
Well, men, here's the thing, is men wish they could girl out with each other. Yes. That's why if you're ever in a group of women and there's one guy, mm-hmm. you see the light mm-hmm. in his eyes that he gets mm-hmm. to girl out.
Yes.
Men long for the girl out. They and long. So they see you two girling out and mm-hmm. they're like, God, I wish.
And then they look at each other. Sorry, you can't. So that's my party foul, is getting pissed when girls talk. Mm-hmm. Guys who interrupt girls talking because they think we want to do that. We want to talk to them.
We don't want to talk to you.
Or you can interrupt, but and get, you know, come in and don't overtake the conversation. What are we talking about here?
Ew.
Like, if I'm nose to nose with a girly, don't.
No.
Not your time.
Nope.
Not your time, brother.
That's my party mm-hmm. foul. Mm-mm. Is guys thinking they can just bulldoze right through it when I'm having the most riveting conversation I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. An intimate conversation. Those conversations from 3 to 5 are like the most intimate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Heart to heart.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. And we try to include the guy and we'd be like, oh, we're talking about, and he'd be like, I don't know anyone these days. Like, so then
okay,
what are
bye,
we doing? So
then.
What are we doing? And then we had to sit through this guy's long-winded story about some shit from 2007. Because of course he's an old-ass comedian. It's just like, you know what I mean? Fuck off.
Fuck off. Man, just men shouldn't be a party. We need to have more women parties.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Mm-hmm. What's the worst thing you've ever done at a party?
Worst thing I ever did was, man, I've yacked a lot of places. I've yacked.
Yeah.
Let me think. I've done a lot of stuff. Oh. I would have these, like, you know, Wild 'N Out, the show that I'm on, Wild 'N Out. We'd have these rap parties. Uh-huh. I would get so fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
What was Wild 'N Out? Remember
me. It's like a black improv show. Kind of like roast sports comedy.
Uh-huh.
And I would get so fucked up. Then the worst thing I did there was, I guess it's more morning after, is I was so sick, but I took my flight anyway. And on the flight, I threw up in an Nalgene instead of going to the bathroom.
Whoa. No.
Yeah. Because, you know, you ever wake up and you're so hungover that you know you're going to throw up all day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you should probably just not take a flight. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's easier for me to just like bring this Nalgene, throw up in it. I threw up on the escalator in the airport, at the gate.
Whoa. This is the same day?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's party god. You're like, I'm still going.
I'm trying to go home. Yep. I was in the window seat and
of course.
Sometimes like when you drink water, you can like throw up and you throw up like kind of discreetly. Mm. Obviously in my head, I'm like, it's discreet, everyone knows. I threw up like in the Nalgene next to everyone like multiple times on the flight.
I'm really impressed with your aim.
Thanks.
That's a small vessel.
Yeah, well, you know some of the Nalgene's got a wide lip.
You do. I thought the sombrero was already a little impressive. You love to throw up in a vessel.
I've gotten so many blackout vomit things that I got really good at throwing up over the years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Any tips for anyone?
You just gotta like wait till like the very last moment and stay calm. And it's a totally different throwing up than like if you had food poisoning, you know?
Sure. Did your neighbors on the plane, like the people seated next to you, know?
I wouldn't look at them.
You can't.
I wouldn't look at them. Nope.
So you have no idea if they detected because you were refused
no
to
idea.
Look at
okay, wouldn't
so
look at them.
Great.
It's none of your business.
None.
You don't need to know.
I think that's probably one of the worst. My friend's boyfriend sucked and I told him to his face once. I just kept being like, shut the fuck up. None of us you.
He had it coming.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They broke up anyway, so who cares?
Mm. Oh, best day of your life. Yeah. Sure. Like,
yep.
Nice.
I know. Fire.
I told you.
You won.
Fire.
Yeah.
You won.
Oh, there was one time I was at a comedy club, got blackout, threw up in the toilet. I was texting the guy who worked there the next day, and he's like, had a terrible night. I had to unclog the toilet. Some retard threw up all over.
No.
And I just didn't respond. Then 3 days later, he was like, was it you?
Oh, 3 days later?
Yeah. He's like, he put it together.
3 days later, he's listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was hoping that you would come clean when he brought it up.
Yes.
But you denied it. He was like, I'm just going to wait. I'm sure she'll do the right thing if I casually. Yep. Yeah.
Nope. Nope.
That wasn't me.
Deny, deny, deny.
Always. Mm-hmm. Always.
Yeah.
The whole world would be like, yeah.
I was at a Christmas party once where everyone had gotten tanked, and the bartender I'm friends with, and he comes out of the bathroom. He's like, oh God, I have to go clean. Like, some girl puked all over the walls, all over the toilet. And then, like, 2 minutes later, my really cute girlfriend comes up to me, her mouth still wet, and she's like, don't tell anybody. Oh. Like, I puked all over the bathroom stall against the wall.
You're
like,
girl, wipe it out.
I'm like, I don't want to be complicit in this. Like, no. I'm like, friends with both of you. I feel you really torn. Yeah. And the bartender, even the next day, I was trying to figure it out. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I don't girl know. Code. I can't.
I don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're like, it was me.
We had this bar, and it was like, kind of looked like a barn in college. Cool. So it was like a club that looked like a barn.
Where did you go to college again?
SUNY Geneseo, State University of New York.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
State school, liberal arts school.
Oh.
And girls would just pee on the floor. Hmm. They would be like, cover me, and then they would pee on the floor.
Like
squat down and they would pee on the floor.
This isn't like the Renaissance or something. I'm gonna go by the curtain.
Like medieval. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Why? They couldn't go in the toilet?
Yeah. Maybe the line was long. Something like that.
This is savage.
Yeah, savage.
That's really savage.
Yep.
Liberal school.
Too. I know. No, you know. Huh. Disgusting.
They're all like professors.
It was state school though. Yeah.
That means so you guys are sloshing around this party with piss shoes. Yes. Pissy shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pissy that was shoes. The vibe. Mm-hmm. Pissy shoes. Yeah. Disgusting.
And that means like not only it's not just like someone's idea, like you guys are all condoning this behavior. We're like, yeah, of course the line's long, obviously we're just gonna pee.
Yeah, I know.
And
just walk through the back patio. They could have like gone outside.
Come outside.
Yeah.
Foul.
Weird.
You free.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That reminds me of that New Year's party we went to where the guy had like, he had never thrown a party there. It was some mansion. They invited like 600 people. It was crazy pack, obviously. And there was only one working bathroom. And I was like, he showed me to the back that there was a secret bathroom. And I was like, there were like two secret bathrooms. I was like, I really think you should open these up because, you know, people are filing in. Like, the line's going to get crazy. Yeah. And he was like, nah, it's like so, he was like bragging. He's like, so like proud that he has this like secret bathroom. And the cops end up breaking the party. I check out the bathroom as I'm leaving. The shower is like 4 inches of urine. Like,
if you don't, because every guy who came in was like, "I'll be in the tub."
If you don't provide the people a bathroom, they will make a bathroom. The toilet, the toilet fully broke, so people had no choice. Yeah,
yeah,
just trough.
Yeah, trough. Disgusting.
Yeah, we got the piss trough.
Disgusting.
In the tub, don't worry.
Yeah.
And when people are drunk, they don't have morals.
Oh
don't
no,
it's like every man for himself.
No, of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He got
exactly what he deserved. Yeah.
Yeah. Total primal.
You see him like dip a cup in. He's like, just what I want.
Jungle juice. Did you guys ever have like jungle juice in college? Like
of course. Yeah. It's pure Everclear. Yeah.
Fucked up on that.
So good.
Yeah, it is good. It only takes like one cup.
And then you're like,
yeah. Feeling good.
After a while, I started like skip the mixer. I'm just gonna serve my friends Everclear shots. So I like bring them out on a tray and make them think it was vodka shots.
Mm-hmm.
So many enemies.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. I grew up here. We did not have Everclear. That was not.
Yeah.
I know that's some Southern. Shivers.
Southern.
We would drink like the plastic bottles of vodka because I was so poor in college.
Mr.
So
you had to buy
UV.
We had Sved or not Sved Odess.
Oh sure.
Odess. So bad.
It's good. It's good when you haven't even heard of it. Like I don't know that one, but
it was like $15.
Yeah.
And it's like rubbing alcohol.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And where I went to school, they were really strict about bars. You really couldn't drink until you were 21. So we would pregame so hard. So we just take straight shots, like 8 shots before we left.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. That's why I would get blackout before even getting there.
Of course. Well, you're being economical.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then one time I was in a pizza place fucked up in college and I decided I was out. So I just started sprinting and I fell in a gravel pit.
No.
Of course you find a gravel
pit. I found a gravel pit. I fell.
How come drunk and running feels so good?
It's awesome. And when it's cold out, you feel so invincible.
Yeah, you feel like
it's so awesome.
Like limitless.
Heels. Fell down. And my friend Carl found me. And he's like I think he's carrying me home. I'm bleeding out. I'm bled all over his clothes. Bleeding out. Gaping wounds. And he's all covered in blood. The cops, like the campus cops stopped us. And they're like, what's going on here? And I'm like, I'm bleeding.
Yeah.
And I think they were just making sure like Carl wasn't going to sexually assault me. And I'm bleeding out. And they're like, all right, well, get home safe. Like they just left us. And you know what happened? I got back to the dorm And everyone, you know, when the losers on your floor, like, they're like in their pajamas. They're like, what happened? Yeah. Oh, I was studying. Yeah. We were making cinnamon rolls. So then you're like, hey, what's up, everybody? And then they all, like, everyone grouped together and they threw me in the one tub that they had on the floor. And I was like, well, screaming. And I got fucked because then the RA came over. And when you're injured, they have to report it. Oh. So then they sent me to the hospital.
Hospital.
Yeah. Okay, I got relax. Two, like three stitches. Ugh. And because of that, I had to go to alcohol 101 training in freshman year because I got screwed by the RA. Bitch. You want to hear something hilarious?
Yes.
I wrote for the college newspaper. So I wrote a feature on this one guy who's like, you know, big guy on campus. He was like an EMT. He was in biology club or what, a pre-med. And he was the guy who had to write up the report on my injury. I was like, did you like the article? And then they took me out on a stretcher about some.
I mean, I'm sure everyone in the dorm thought you were the coolest.
Oh, yeah. Sick as fuck. Yeah. So sick. But then you got to sit through the alcohol 101 training. Ugh. And you're with like two other whores. And we're all like, yeah, we regret what we did.
You're like, see you guys this weekend.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
No, they just don't like fun.
No.
They're just mad that they see a diva winning.
Exactly.
They're jealous.
I was on like probation.
What the hell?
For a semester. I don't even know what that means.
You sound so cool. It's such a bad kid thing to say probation in quotes.
Like, yeah. I guess it was like, if you get in trouble again, like you're fucked.
Yeah.
But I didn't stop drinking.
No, your score's going up. This is fun. I want
to. Oh, really?
Yeah, hell absolutely.
Yeah. I want to party with college Maddie.
I know. Sometimes. I do miss it. I do. When I see like a party on like a TV show, I'm like, take me to a party.
We need to go right back now. Out with all our Party God tens.
Oh my God. That'd be so fire. Fun.
That'd be fun.
Get
as well.
All the tens together. Yep. And party.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we make some sort of reality TV show out of it. Like we got Party God's top.
Party God house. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah. Whoa. That's called heaven.
Yeah.
Call that heaven. That sounds nice.
In my college campus dormitory, I was in the honors dorm, so I was also the cool party girl. Yep. And I got my roommate to move out because I partied so much.
Oh nice. That's 10 out of 10. That's
nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's fire.
She's like, I gotta get some rest.
That's fine.
Well, she was very Christian. I grew up in Georgia and went to the University of Georgia. She was very Christian. So I would intentionally do things that I would knew would like sort of bother her, get under her skin. Like I would get a sack of free condoms from the store, pharmacy, like spew them all over the desk. Like, watch her. Like, she was just so horrified.
She's like, that is not Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was dark sided.
Yeah. How dare you. That's good.
Jezebel.
There was one time in college, me and this guy were both blackout. I woke up, there was like potting soil all over the the dorm room.
Yeah.
Brita filter like upside down.
Do you ever just wish you had footage of what you were doing?
Yeah. Because
it's like, what did I do?
Yes.
Yeah. But always my skincare routine is done and my contacts are out. Like autopilot,
I know.
Taking care of stuff.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Like, how's that?
No, no dents on my car.
But wake up one shoe on, but
But or I've
You guys were okay hilarious. With that.
We're like, we're like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing. No, that's really sick.
10 minutes later, wait.
You're driving?
I've passed out on the train, passed out on in Ubers.
Oh, Ubers, I'm out.
Yep.
Good night.
And he's like, get out. You're like, what?
Stop.
Why are you so loud?
Go around the block again.
I chose the option where you're not allowed to talk.
Yeah. I'm reporting you. One star.
Took me in. Maddie, what's your party take?
If you go back to the guys, if you go to a party with a lady, her cup should always be full. And it's up to you to keep it full.
Keep her drunk. Get her drunk. Yeah. Get her home.
Like if you're a guy and you go to a party with a girl, your goal should be keeping the girl happy. And when you go get a beer, you have to get a beer for her.
Sure.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or else another man will.
Exactly.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you brought her to the party. Like, you know, there might be more sand at that beach, you know?
Yeah.
You got to be the best sand.
Exactly. And I don't know. My party take is that no bad vibes.
No bad vibes.
Good vibes only. Mm-hmm. So don't be coming here all cranky. And if you're sober, leave at midnight.
Oh, true.
Because you shouldn't be allowed to see everything unfolding.
Right.
It feels like non-consensual.
Right.
Yeah. That's my party take. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. If you're sober, the party is not for you after midnight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. That's true. Yeah.
Because when I'm at a party, I'm like, and I start noticing people are like a little more wilding than I want, I'll leave because I don't want to see them like that.
Right.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you're sparing everybody. You're just going to get annoyed at us.
I'm like, yes, phone I'm getting annoyed.
We're going to feel judged.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you got to start filming them and posting it.
Yeah.
Tagging them.
Exactly.
Let's see.
Is there anything worse though when you're like drunk and like one person's like, oh, God.
I know. I'm like
I'm so tired.
Like, I'm having fun. Like, okay, go then.
So I'm tired.
Right. Go to bed.
Yeah. Go home.
Go home. Yeah. Yeah. Those are good.
Yeah.
I like those. Yeah, I mean, we're doing hard 75, and so we're not drinking right now.
Nice.
And then sometimes, yeah, I am seeing the people, like, stumbling and falling over, and I'm just like, oh, my God, that's how I was.
It is weird. And you don't realize at first, because I was starting to get annoyed. Why is everyone here pissing me off? Then you're like, oh, they're all drunk.
They're all drunk, and they're having a ball.
Blast. I'm like, what are they seeing?
I know.
Is this? Yeah.
It's like when your cat's hallucinating, you're like, I would give anything to know what's going on in that little rig.
I need to know.
So cool. Yes, yeah.
I know. I need to know.
I know.
And drunk people when you're sober.
It's hard. It's tough.
It's tough.
It's tough.
They start repeating stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I know.
You told me this, bitch.
But me, when I'm drunk, I'm like, I'm like, again. Like that dead horse I've been beating.
Yeah.
Here you are again.
Yep.
I just thought of this thing.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 75 hard is what you work out twice a day? Or
it's awful. What is it?
Yeah.
There's like a version of it that's like the original version, but then a lot of people make up their own versions that's catered to them. So we each have our own version.
Yeah, so I'm like, no Del Taco.
Hers is no fast food.
Is it your vice? I never got into Del Taco.
Don't start.
No fast food, no Del Taco. No cigarettes for her.
No weed, no alcohol.
Okay, yeah.
And drink a lot of water.
Yep.
And work out three times a week.
Three times a week. That's great.
Yeah.
I do no alcohol. I drink like a gallon of water a day. Mm-hmm. I read 10 pages of a physical book instead of an audio book like I would normally be doing.
Yes.
I write for 20 minutes a day.
That's nice. Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. I'm also on a weed break. Yep.
Yeah.
It was it was kind of pissing me off.
Why?
I think it was just dampening everything.
Yeah. You feel like you're on like autopilot.
Yes. Yeah. No motivation. I know, not really groundbreaking realization.
I'm like tired.
Yeah, like, I'm tired. I don't want to do anything.
Unambitious.
But the first hit feels so good.
It feels awesome.
But then I just have like no memories.
I'm just like, and like you wake up kind of foggy too.
Yeah,
you're like too tired to like do anything.
Hate. And then I'm just cranky 24/7.
Then I'm like, maybe I should smoke in the morning.
Yeah.
Too. Maybe I'll just keep it going.
Light it up,
and then I'll feel good. Light it up. Yeah. All right. We have an audience question.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Mike texted it. Okay, so our audience question is, Party God, I'm throwing a party and a bunch of my friends and coworkers are going to bring their kids. How do I make sure the party is fun for both the kids and the parents? I know this. I have an idea. Have a designated kids section.
Yeah.
So the party, the adults can do their own thing, especially the adults that don't have kids.
Yeah.
And then we went to a birthday party last week and there was a kid table and like there was always like a parent over there.
And the kids designated section. Yeah, when I was younger, we were kids. We went to an adult party. We would, like go in the basement with all the kids or something like that.
Yeah,
have the older kids watch the younger kids.
Yeah, do
older
like
kids have older kids for the younger kids.
Do sort of like Lord of the Flies thing on their own.
Yes. That's a really good idea. Hire like a 13 or 14 year old. Mm-hmm. Be like, I'll give you $5 an hour, but you're in charge of like, come yell at us if anything goes awry.
Yes.
We're right here.
Yeah, because I don't want to see them kids in my. In my view, tell you that much.
Yeah.
I don't want to see kids at restaurants. I don't want to see kids basically anywhere.
No. Loud. They're sticky.
Mm-hmm. No.
They piss me off.
We went to a friend's birthday party this last weekend. He's a pretty big comic, and there were a lot of other comics' kids, and his comics' kid, like his kids were there. His kids were there. And, one of his kid like performed and it like did a magic show, but it was really hack. It like wasn't good. And that's like just why you don't
disgusting.
Have kids
be. Yeah, we're like, exactly. Yeah. Saw the trick.
Yeah.
Saw the sleight of hand.
Saw it coming a mile away.
We saw it coming. Yeah. That's what we don't.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. No performances. Mm-mm. No, it's not about them.
The kids were dancing. Seen but not heard. The kids were dancing. And it's like, this is really unsexy what you're doing. Like, this is, for me, like, it's not working.
Guys.
It's not doing anything for
me. I'm disgusted.
Make it hotter. Yeah. Like, come on. Yeah, at least.
Take off your top.
No, literally. Like, dancing with your little.
It's nothing for me. Nothing for me there.
No,
you know,
nope.
You're too small.
Yeah. Yeah, tiny.
Yeah, really short. Yeah.
When I enter a room and I see a kid, I go, oh.
Yeah. Same.
Guess someone's not done developing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me know when you get up here.
Yeah.
I don't like that. It's sad getting older and like people we know are having kids.
I know.
It's really such a sad. Bummer. It's really such sad, a bummer. Sad for them.
Like, who are you trying to impress?
I know. Comedians. Male comedians with kids.
Yeah, my kid writing jokes about their kid.
No, and they're always like everything's like so different now. Like I used to think like stand up was like what mattered. Once you have a kid, it's like that's what matters.
You don't say.
Oh, you
don't have empathy.
You crack the code. Oh yeah.
I have a daughter now. It's like women are people.
It's weird. Like now that I have a daughter, it's just like I see things so much differently.
Right.
Okay.
Didn't happen when I got a wife though. But.
No. She's a whore.
No, she's a whore.
I hate her.
Ew, male comedians. I say male comedians instead of
male comedians. Comedians are women.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's male comedians.
I do feel like whenever I become a mom, I'll be a cool mom and not like what.
I was being like, having kids sucks.
But when I'm a mom,
no. But it's about how you do it because I think a lot of parents do this as a social anxiety thing where they're in a social situation, a party, and they have their kid, and they want their kid, they use their kid as a crutch to like, oh, let's focus on what the kid's doing instead of participating because they're sort of and it's to be fair, like you lose a lot of that like conversational ability. Literally, your brain is atrophying. Like you're like, and you only spend time with your kid and your spouse.
It's like you're only talking about Bluey and Miss Rachel. Like,
Coco Melon.
But like, when you're using your kid as the thing that like you use to keep you from having to have a conversation, you're like, it's really,
It's
like grow
Agreed.
Up.
Agreed.
I will never acknowledge my kid in the presence of other adults.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Mama's talking.
You're embarrassing me.
You're embarrassing me.
Yeah.
Little lip curl. Stop it.
Oh God, I just got triggered. My mom would lip curl
my mom
me,
too.
And I was like,
and I'd be like, I'm six. Why are you? I've never like yelled at someone, an adult like that. Little kindergartners. Mom, you're so ugly right now.
No, it's so hard to not laugh.
I know. I'm like,
okay. Y'all get spanked.
Like an old, no. I go like arm grabbing. Like,
yeah. My mom was a big spanker. She would like chase us around the house.
Oh, wow.
We'd like hide behind things. Mm-hmm. We're like,
please don't hit us.
And then when she, because that just makes them angrier. She's like seeing red by that point. So by the time she would hit us, her arm would be like, feel like it couldn't go back any further.
Like she's swinging it.
The most momentum. I'm like, feels wrong what you're doing.
Don't hit me.
And you know, the more she hits, the angrier she gets.
Absolutely. Yes, exactly. I should have, mom, have you seen this study? Yeah, I should have cited her.
Yeah.
I remember the last time I got spanked, my mom spanked me, and I was just like I just gave her a look, and she was like, okay, maybe that's it. That's a wrap on spanking.
Anyway.
It's like awkward.
Yeah, it's awkward. You're like, I'm turned on.
Mom. I'll do the face.
I've been bad.
I'm not following that. No, we're not riffing further on that.
Let's workshop it.
Yeah, it's so funny because my mom would spank us and I would feel like bad for her because I'm like, you have lost your shit and you look crazy.
Yeah.
My dad would give like one little pat on the butt when he was angry and that would make me cry because it's like, it's so scary how much he's like, he's disappointed in me. He's angry at me. It was more just like,
it was
a symbolism.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. When your mom like lets loose, I would feel bad for my mom too. I'm like, you're acting insane.
Yeah. Like you're just upset.
Yeah. You're going 0 to 60.
Right.
Screaming about nothing. Yeah,
like,
get it together. You're raging.
Lock in, queen.
Yeah.
Like,
Come on. Yep. Red face.
It's embarrassing.
My mom would be like, damn it, straight to hell. My mom would be like, I see 6 pairs of shoes on the floor. Clean the, get the stair basket and bring it up. Like, I'm like, chill, bro.
Yeah. Like, it's like tighter. Her whole face. Like,
whole face. Tight. So dramatic.
It's just so real.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that in so long.
Yeah. I know. Repressed memory.
They look so crazy.
Crazy.
And you're just like, embarrassing.
Okay. You're nuts.
Did you ever see your mom come off a party since she was like out and dating?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. My mom would get kind of wine drunk.
Ooh.
My mom is a huge Grateful Dead fan.
Oh,
yeah.
So she does that whole thing.
Does she tour? She
follows them around.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, Deadhead.
It's not cool.
We like it.
It's
like,
really cool. It's really cool.
It's once you see your mom and all her boyfriends do it for many years, you're like,
she's like bumping into boyfriends.
This is corny. Yeah. Yeah. She'd be at a show with her, well, her husband now is Skip, but she would go with Doug, her ex-boyfriend, and she'd run into Eric.
Those are like, all like mom's boyfriend's names. Yep, Skip, Eric, and Doug.
No, literally. It was like Bruce, Dennis, Eric, Stop. Doug.
No.
Oh my God. Yeah. Those are like solid mom's boyfriend's names.
And they all love her. But she doesn't really, she loves it. She likes to party. She likes to stay up late, but she was never like an alcoholic. Mm. She said like weed doesn't hit her.
Your mom is so cool.
She's so
sick. She has a high tolerance for drugs. That's incredible.
Yeah, I know.
Awesome.
I know. She eats like full weed brownies. And I didn't feel anything. Skip was losing it. I was laughing at him.
Skip.
Yeah.
Skip. I know. Get it together.
Yeah.
Skip, you're embarrassing us.
Yeah. You suck.
We're seeing dead later.
Yeah. You pulling through?
Dang.
Damn.
All right, Maddie, do you have anything to plug?
You know, I'm on tour. I'm on tour. Always on tour. Yeah. So just my website, maddiesmithcomedy.com. And then all my social media is So Maddie Smith.
Oh yeah, period.
You follow me. Is there a city that you really like to party in?
I like to party in New York.
New York.
Like the Northeast.
Yeah. Where you live, okay.
Austin, but it's kinda hack to say that.
Damn.
But it is fun getting fucked up there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Nice. So, yeah. Well, I think we gotta give Maddie a checkout score. I think you're a 10.
Yeah.
I'm blushing.
You really proved
yourself. I'm blushing.
You really proved yourself.
You're a 10. It makes sense now, understanding where you're coming from, like you're the spawn of your mom, clearly.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
100,000,000%
Running blackout drunk and falling in the gravel.
Yeah.
Getting carried away on a stretcher and that's party god.
That was God moment for sure.
That's party god.
Yep.
All right. Well, you're invited to our party god 10 party. That's gonna happen.
Down.
Yeah. Let's get to work on our
down
song.
As fuck.
Yo, yeah. All right. Zoom this week for Brass Monkey.
Oh yeah. Of course we'll talk. Yeah, we'll talk about that offline.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Maddie.
Thanks, you guys. Maddie. So fun.
Party on.
Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to Party God.
If you enjoyed the party, make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube. Also follow us on Instagram, and we have shit on TikTok as well.
Yeah, we got shit on TikTok. Tap in. It's Party God Pod across all socials.
Most importantly, subscribe to the Patreon.
Subscribe to the YouTube.
We've got stuff up there. Leave comments.
Yeah, say we look beautiful today. We love that kind of thing.
Yeah, say you look beautiful today. Tell us what you liked about the guest. Tell us what you liked about the episode. Tell us what was the funniest thing that either of us said in every episode.
Honestly, any attention, we love.
We love it. Oh, love, don't forget to give us a rating, too.
Oh, yeah, rate us.
A 5-star.
5 stars.
Obviously.
Okay. Yeah, come on. We're not going to ask for a 3-star review. What kind of
get real.
Get real. Take this seriously. All right, we love you guys.
All right, God bless.
Party on.